faith, growth, and love. Hi, beautiful people. Welcome to Illuminate Podcast. My name is Mfonido and I am the host for Illuminate with M. Hey guys, how are you guys doing? So I'm wondering how to start today's episode, and I think a reasonable place to start is how my week went. And by week, I mean Saturday up till Thursday. Last Saturday, I and a friend went out for evangelism at a beach, and to our surprise, it wasn't quite what we expected, and we even got a wild experience to boot. But that's story for another day. I went to the beach twice this week, and my God, all that beauty, from the waves to the endless water and the shy crabs. I just can't. Like, I'm a big sucker for nature. Just nature in all her glory. I also went paintballing, and I am convinced that the phrase "it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye" was coined from the experience. All in all, I've had a very here and there week. It had the highs and it had the lows, if you know what I mean. So today is the last day of March, and consequently, the last day of the first quarter of the year 2023. So I believe it's befitting to do a check-in of some sorts. In the beginning of the year, I put out an episode where I spoke to creating structures that can carry through the year. And in line with that, I created structures and set goals of my own. Going through my goals for the quarter, I thought to myself, if I didn't know any better, I would be weighed down because I've only ticked off one goal. And the goal was to be able to say the gospel in 1 minute, which I actually ticked off by happenstance. So let me tell you guys what happened. I was hanging out with a friend and we did a pretend podcast show and decided to do a gospel in 1 minute session. And well, I gave the gospel in 1 minute. I'll add the recording so you guys get to hear it.
One, go.
Okay, so in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and God created man, Adam, and Adam represents all of humanity. And if Adam was to give birth, he would give birth to humanity and pass down his genes. But you see, Adam was given a wife, Eve, and Eve sin. She ate the fruit that God said that man should not eat. And because of that, disobedience and death entered into the world. And because there was death, now man could die. And man died, indeed died, spiritually and physically. And so God, loving man, wanted to reconcile man once more. And so he sent his son, Jesus Christ. How did he send his son? He sent his son through his word by putting spirit in Mary, and Mary gave birth to a child called Jesus. Jesus came into the world bearing all the sins of man on his shoulder. He was crucified and died on the cross and resurrected so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.
No, that was actually
God just pitied me and was like, if I leave this girl, she wouldn't tick off anything on this list. So let me just help her. But looking at my goals, trying to troubleshoot why I didn't tick off more on the list, and the first thing that jumps at me is that you guys wouldn't believe that 62.5% of my goals are not within my control. I could work towards them, but ultimately, they relied on other people and factors I have no control over. So already, that was a red flag and a recipe for failure. Secondly, this one is just beyond me. 50% of the list is based on the wrong measures. Like, how did I even do that? Now, quite alright, the stuff I put on my goal list would have been really great fits if I had met them. but they were not the right measurements for the goal I had in mind, which is the essence of why they made it to the list in the first place. An example is building Illuminate with M's Instagram to 300 followers. Now, while that is great, it's actually a byproduct of something else and not the actual goal I wanted. An increased listener base or followers would be the byproduct of consistently showing up and putting out good and meaningful content. Emphasis on good and meaningful content, because it is important. So because I didn't set the proper measurements for the actual goal, not only did it take me off track from what I wanted, but I actually lost sight of what I wanted to accomplish. Things like this just make you see how important it is to set goals properly and intentionally. So moving on to a little troubleshooting. For a goal like weight loss, man, I need to realize that tough things need to be done too. And if I don't drive them, I'm going to keep carrying them over like it's one ECN course. For context, think about that really difficult course in school that lots of people kept carrying over. As a boss, I didn't carry any of those courses over, but you get the point. As we set goals, we need to realize, I need to realize that the onus is on me to drive them. I mean, since I don't have a car, here's something for me to drive. My goals. I also didn't set subsets. So basically, I had a goal, but I didn't properly define how I was going to accomplish this goal. I mean, like a lot of people, I had something in mind. I had it figured out in my head. This already sets me up for failure because I wasn't sure, it wasn't defined and concrete, nor was there any intentional planning to how I was to reach this goal. Now. The next thing that came up in my little troubleshooting is biting off more than I can chew. Look at me. Big girl, dreaming big. So this one item, all the while I've been saying I will do it, I never got to doing one. Now I had added 10 to my goals. 10! I haven't done one yet. Yeah, I was adding 10. I should have started with 1 or 2 or 3 at most. But no, 10! This is not saying I shouldn't be ambitious, but for many reasons, when starting something out, it's advisable to start small because there's always a whole lot to learn in the beginning. Also, there is a higher possibility of trying and just not quite meeting the mark. Or even missing the mark altogether. And that's okay because, I mean, you're starting out. And so that sums up my first quarter goals troubleshooting, guys. To some extent, I attempted and put in effort towards every goal. Some more than the others. Like I said, based on my analysis, I should be disheartened because I, in fact, didn't accomplish up to 20% of my goals, which is sad. But I also recognize the efforts I put into this quarter that my goal list doesn't show me. For one, I finished reading 2 books of the Bible and I'm currently on my 3rd. Doesn't sound like much until I compare it to spending eons reading, well, not eons, but months reading just one book without additional resources or actively making a commentary on the book. That baby is growth. I also embarked on some odd approach to discipline, which I am currently impressed with my progress so far. I'll share the story another day, maybe. Maybe mid-year. But the gist is that I decided to conquer a really big giant so I could scare off or easily conquer the smaller giants. Oh, wait. Are smaller giants still giants? I mean, doesn't giants mean they are like bigger than normal? So if I say small giants, does that mean it cancels out and becomes normal? Anyways. Now, you're probably thinking, so what's next? well, what's next is me using this knowledge to properly set goals and plan for the next quarter and go at all my goals again. Well, the goals worth going at again. Because, like I said, some goals were not proper measures. But it's important that you and I understand that it's necessary to take breaks like this to properly evaluate and analyze what went wrong. Find out the proper fix or solution and go at it again. And times of the year such as this provides that perfect opportunity. As a bonus, this quarter, I also learned that I have beautiful lashes. Oh my god. Mascara is one technology that I have underrated for far too long. Alright. I'm back, guys. My focus is back. Okay. So yeah, I've done this with the hope that it will cause you to thoroughly evaluate your goal list and build on it, or redefine it, or even set better goals altogether if need be. If you don't have a goal list for next quarter, well, here's your invitation to create one. I'm creating one myself. Whether you didn't have any goals for the quarter, you didn't meet your goals for the quarter, or as a cool kid, you smashed all your goals, which is really impressive, by the way. Set goals for the next quarter and be intentional about it. Analyze your previous goals and see what you could have done better, accomplished or not. Remember that as you set goals, it's important to have structures that keep your goals moving. So, revisit your goals to keep them at the forefront of all that you do. Don't be like me. Drive your goals. To drive your goals is to put in the willpower needed to meet your goals. Willpower can be tough to get, but remember that as Imago Days, we've been endowed with all we need to do what God will have us do. And yes, Nkechi, that includes us living healthier lives. My God. Remember that whatever goals you set, make sure you keep it achievable and time-bound. And so, guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Leave a question, comment, or let me know how your first quarter went in the question box. Don't miss out on our weekly playlist. If you know, you know. Listen with M. You can follow us on social media at Illuminate with M on Instagram. You can reach out via our Instagram DM or send an email to helloilluminate.m@gmail.com. And I will see you in my next episode. Bye-bye!